Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Okay, if you know your Greek mythology, you probably know the legend of Narcissus. He's the self-absorbed young man who died gazing at his reflection in a pool of water. So in love was he with his own good looks, he just simply couldn't tear himself away. That name has inspired the term narcissism, used in psychology today to describe a self-absorbed person. And it's a condition that family therapist Carol McBride has been studying for nearly 20 years. She's written a book called Will I Ever Be Good Enough? It focuses on how daughters are particularly affected by narcissistic mothers. It may sound like a really narrow field, but it's got her working full time. Carol McBride, welcome to Open House.
Thank you, Sheridan. Thanks for having me.
This has been not just a professional concern for you, but a personal concern as well. You actually lived through this kind of relationship with your own mum.
Yes, unfortunately, I did. I think I was, back in the day, Sheridan, just struggling myself with nothing, no place to go with it, you know. There wasn't a lot written about this, particularly about maternal narcissism. So, you know, not only was I a therapist, but a mom and young growing woman and, you know, learning about the effects of this myself, and it caused me to launch into research about it and then ultimately ended up, you know, writing this book and helping other daughters out there, I hope.
Yeah, now let's talk about that. Why single out daughters? I mean, wouldn't boys also be affected by a narcissistic mother as well?
Absolutely, and I'm hoping that's going to be my next research, actually, because I've had a lot of response from men out there saying, what about us?
Yeah.
So certainly true. But I think for me, you know, the personal aspect of it was important, and also just focusing on that mother-daughter relationship, which is such a powerful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really defines who a woman is, the relationship that they have with their mother.
Mm-hmm. And I guess narcissism in a mother may look different from, say, narcissism in a father?
Well, I think there are some differences, but I haven't really done the research on males, so I'm not sure that I can speak effectively towards that.
You've got your hands full just simply focusing on narcissism in that one particular relationship. Let's talk about that then. Let's talk about narcissism and the traits of a narcissistic personality and how we can identify if your mother has such a personality. Give us some things to look for.
Let me say first that I think that the trademark kind of for maternal narcissism is a mom who is all about herself, who doesn't have the ability to do empathy in her relations to other people,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't have the capacity for unconditional love, which is very odd, you know, coming from a mom, because that's what we expect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the traits that how we would define narcissism is a person with grandiose sense of importance, you know, the person who's very preoccupied with fantasies of power, success, brilliance, beauty, believing they're special, they can only be understood by certain people. They require excessive admiration. They kind of have this sense of entitlement, Sheridan, you know, this unreasonable expectations from everything and everybody. They don't like to stand in line, you know. They exploit other people for their own means. They're often envious of others, and this is such a sad thing for daughters of narcissistic mothers, with their mother being jealous of them.
Mm.
And they show just kind of arrogant, haughty, you know, behavior and attitude around other people.
Hmm. Can you give us a picture, or maybe an illustration of what this might look like? You know, I don't know, a story from one of your clients or something like that?
Well, let's see. Like a mother who maybe has weight issues herself, and she struggles with that, and she sees that her daughter, you know, has a lovely figure or wears tinier clothes or looks better in her clothes. And, you know, rather than being happy for her daughter, she, you know, rips the clothes out of her daughter's closet, screaming at her, you know, who do you think you are that you can wear a size 4? Or a daughter who's depressed and struggling with her own issues and talks to her mom about, her depression, and maybe she just discovered that, you know, she could do something about it, take some antidepressants, go to therapy, and the mom is too worried about the impact on her and grabs the antidepressants and flushes them down the toilet saying, you know, was I that bad a mom? You know, so it's all about her rather than what's good for her daughter.
There you are. Now, you also map narcissistic mums along kind of a continuum of dominating to neglectful.
Yes, and, you know, I think that's a really good point, because while the American Psychiatric Association here estimates we have about 1.5 million women in this country diagnosed with full-blown NPD or narcissistic personality disorder, it really is a spectrum disorder. So if you think of this continuum, you know, you can have narcissistic traits along the continuum without being a full-blown NPD. The more traits the person has, the more problems they have in their social interactions and parenting and relationships, etc.
This is Open House right across the nation. Author Carol McBride is with us. We're talking about daughters of narcissistic mums. She's written a book called Will I Ever Be Good Enough? Healing the Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers, 1-300-40-2020, if you've got something to throw into the conversation. So, I mean, that would raise a good question. I mean, what does cause narcissism in people? Have you traced that back into what happened to these mums? You know, what was going on in their life and their own parents' life?
Right. I think that's a good point, because we see it definitely is a generational issue. So we know it's getting passed down from generation to generation. And what happened to mom is that she didn't get adequate parenting herself and get her emotional needs met. Because, again, the trademark of maternal narcissism is lack of empathy and lack of unconditional love. Mm. And if she didn't get that, she didn't then learn how to be in touch with her own feelings and therefore couldn't be in touch with her child's feelings.
All right. Now, let's talk about some of the issues this raises for a daughter who is raised and nurtured by a narcissistic mother. What happens to them? What do you start to see when you have these girls in your counseling room?
You know, what happens is they internalize these very difficult messages to overcome. One being, you know, no matter what I do, I can't ever seem to be good enough. They internalize the message of I'm valued for what I do rather than for who I am. And sadly, a message of being unlovable. So then this causes all kinds of problems for the daughter in their own parenting, in their love relationships, in their ability to trust other people. And they have to really work on their own recovery to catch up emotionally from all of those years when their own emotional needs weren't met.
I guess they'd also fear that they might become like their mum.
And they can't. And that's often a question I get. However, what I found in my research is that most of the daughters I've worked with and interviewed rail against that. If they begin to be in touch with themselves and begin recovery, you know, that's the last thing they want to do is become like their mom.
Yeah.
And they want to stop the legacy. You know, they don't want to pass it on to their children. And, of course, that's the best reason for recovery, I think.
Mm. And so you were talking about they're after their mum's approval, really, aren't they? They're kind of trying to find the love that they never had.
Constantly trying to win mom's approval and can't.
And can they do that just with mum, or can they do that by, I guess, their other relationships, even with their own girlfriends?
Well, unfortunately, if women don't do the recovery work and they don't get that from mom, then they do go out in the world when they become adults and start trying to seek that in unhealthy ways in other relationships, you know, with love relationships and with friends.
Mm. Okay. And how does this affect a daughter's sense of achievement or motivation as well to get out there and do something in life?
You know, I found something very interesting about this. That message that gets internalized, I'm valued for what I do rather than who I am. What I found are these extreme ends of the continuum for daughters. On the one hand, I found women who, I call them the Mary Marvels, who, you know, just take that message and say, well, I'll show you that I'm good enough. Hmm. And, you know, they just become these overachieving, highly successful women who just can't stop. you know. They're just constantly trying to prove their worth by achievement. And then way on the other side of the continuum, I found that other daughters internalize the same message and give up and say, well, you're right, I can't do it, I can't meet your approval, Mom, so I give up. And those women are not functioning well, you know, in life. And it's really interesting because I see the external landscape of these daughters. On the one side, you know, women who live in beautiful homes in the country club and have successful careers, and on the other end, women who are on welfare and drug and alcohol addicted and not doing well in life. You know, but the inside issues, they're waving the same emotional banner. They have the same issues.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about finding healing as a daughter of a narcissistic mother. Carol McBride is with us, author of Will I Ever Be Good Enough? This is Open House Across the Nation. All right, let's talk about some solutions then. You've talked about three main steps to recovery. Let me read out the step and you can kind of unpack it for us. Number one, you say, accept your mum's limitations and grieve you didn't have the mum that you wanted.
Yeah, and I think we have to accept that first, which is very hard for daughters because what does it mean to you, you know, if your mom can't love you? Does that mean you're unlovable, and does it mean you have to give up? And, you know, so that just the acceptance piece, Sheridan, is very difficult for daughters. And they can't grieve this and really move on in treatment until they accept. And then the grief process follows, which is really grieving the mom you didn't have, you know, grieving the little kid you didn't get to be. And I really believe from the work I've done that if women don't do that very first step, they don't get further in recovery.
Yeah, and that itself could actually take a little bit of time, couldn't it?
Well, it does, and, you know, people around you say, get over it already, you know. The past is the past. Why are you being a victim? Why are you whining about this and that? And, you know, that's the opposite of what needs to happen.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Number two, separate from your mother psychologically.
After the grief process, the psychological separation is realizing that you really can be separate from mom and be your own person, and you can drop these internalized messages, and you can define yourself now. You don't have to continue to operate under the definition that your mother had for you. You know, I might say here that, again, this is difficult for daughters. This is a taboo topic, as you can imagine. You know, good girls don't talk bad about their mothers, right? So that's tough for women to do. And
but, you know, even this whole notion of separating from your mother psychologically, like you said, there is such a uniqueness to the mother-daughter relationship. And I guess every daughter would love to have that relationship with their mum where they can sit down at the dinner table, you know, one afternoon on a Sunday with a cup of coffee and, you know, kind of share their deepest life's concerns. And the fact is that they just may not be able to have that with their mum.
Absolutely.
And there goes the grief.
And that's the grief, yes. And they, you know, have to realize that they may never have it. They have to rebuild an internal mother for themselves.
Well, the third step you then say is develop your own identity.
Right, and that's really building that your own definition for yourself, dropping your negative messages, and really becoming the woman that you truly are.
Yeah, because I guess the fact is you're more than your mother's daughter. That's probably the key aspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if you just see yourself as your mother's daughter, then I guess you're going to take on all that negative stuff and maybe even, you know, perpetuate it, but you're more than your mother's daughter.
Yes.
In fact, for many people who are listening, this will actually be really real because their mum hasn't passed away. Mum is still in the picture and they need to live with her narcissism every single day or at least every weekend or, you know, every month when they get together with them for a family reunion or something. That makes it very, very difficult.
Yes, and a part of the recovery is learning how to deal with mom differently.
Yeah, you know. Well, give us some examples of that then, because let's use a girl who's been able to go through all three steps. How does she then start to relate differently and set boundaries?
Well, then she's able to say no to mom. You know, she's able to stand up to mom in a kind way, you know, not an angry way, but just to be able to say, that's not something I'm going to do. this is the route I'm going to take, and, you know, it's fine for you to share your opinion with me, but it's not going to cause me to collapse and cry for 3 days anymore. Mm. It's boundary setting with mom, and also realizing that sometimes there are moms, unfortunately, who are too toxic, and sometimes daughters have to separate from mom, you know, and that is a reality. It's a sad reality. Mm. Because as you said, you know, every daughter wants that wonderful connection with their mother.
Yeah, and yet if it's ruining your life to the point where you just simply cannot recover without some sort of separation, for at least for a period of time, you've got to have that, haven't you?
Yeah, and sometimes I recommend for daughters to do a temporary separation while they're working on themselves, you know, and they get that strength back, and then they are able to set boundaries with mom and can have kind of what I call a civil connect, you know, where they're realizing that it's not going to be a deep emotional connection. It'll be superficial, but they can still keep their bond, you know, with their family.
And Carol, where does forgiveness fit into all of this? Because obviously there are some wrongs that kind of need to be dealt with, but sometimes you just can't simply sit down and reason with some people who are, you know, at this kind of extreme end of narcissism. Where does forgiveness fit in for you with this whole system?
You know, I don't think we can condone child abuse of any kind, and narcissistic mothers are doing emotional and psychological abuse to their children. But I do believe forgiveness, I look at forgiveness as a way of internally letting go ourselves and accepting a situation so that we are then dealing with it differently. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're not condoning the behavior.
Going back to some of the other people that we've had on the show, or indeed, you know, coming from a Christian perspective, you know, the notion of forgiveness is a very strong theme. If you hold on to it, it in many ways just ends up eating yourself away from the inside anyway, doesn't it?
And that's why recovery is so important, you know, because absolutely, you're hurting yourself if you're holding on to it. And, you know, I don't believe in carrying anger and rage and blame and resentment for our mothers or hating our mothers. You know, I do believe in doing our recovery so we can deal differently with mom. Mm. And that's a form of forgiveness in itself.
All right. Well, fascinating to talk to you, and important as well. Thanks for your time, Carol.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Carol McBride, who is a family therapist and author of Will I Ever Be Good Enough? Healing the Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.